You are a resource to this church. And we want to see these young men and women come to flourish in their calling and who God has called them to be. And so one of the ways that we're doing that is we are doing something called 5-minute messages. We are preparing them in how to deliver God's word. And the person that is signed up to deliver God's word today, I have known since he was 13 years old. It's scary to think that he's 26 now. It's really hard to wrap my mind around. But then I remember that my oldest is 23, and everything starts to add up, and it adds up to I'm getting old. And but he has been just a huge blessing in my life. And a few years back, he moved down here and became our worship leader, and he's going further in pursuing who God has called him to be. So if we could welcome up Kelton as he's going to be delivering his 5-minute message this morning.
Good morning again for the second time, I think, so far today. My timer hasn't started, so let's be super clear about that. It was funny, so we get ready to start worship. I come up here, and some of you who know me know that I'm a very well-hydrated person with a small bladder. So we get up here, and I lean over to Aaron, and I was like, dude, I already have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I don't, and he was like, here's what we're going to do. As soon as worship, you guys know I usually play through offering. I was like, I'm putting the guitar down. I'm running back there as fast as I can. And he said, hey, it's Mission Sunday, too. I was like, oh, thank God. Just enough time. Just enough time. So I made it back, and we're here to go. So, yeah, that concludes the joke portion of this. But no, I'm super excited to be doing this. When Aaron put this 5-minute messages thing out there for us, I was really excited, and I was really trying to think about what it was that God had put on my heart. And so some life circumstances put that on my heart pretty quick. So the title of my message is, Why Would We Worry? And today, in our modern life, there's a whole lot of things to worry about. We have money, family, food, the whole world falling apart constantly everywhere you look, if that's something you pay attention to. But there's just a lot of things that constantly are on our mind and on our hearts that just cause us a lot to worry. So I think a lot of you probably know about a month ago, almost to the date, I got laid off. I got downsized from my job. And if you've ever lost your job, you know that's going to cause a whole lot of feelings. Worry, anger, maybe joy if you hated the job, sadness, shame, you name it, right? And of course, I felt those things. But I felt pretty at peace for the most part until a couple days after. I got up and I was just overwhelmed with shame and fear. Those are the two specific ones, shame and fear. So I went downstairs, I went to my living room, I cracked open my Bible, and I just started crying out to God. I was like, God, why do I feel like this? Why this hurts so bad, and I'm so afraid of what's to come. And I knew in theory that God had it under control, right? Especially in church, if you've been in church your life, God's got it. God's got it under control. You hear it, you hear it, you hear it. Sometimes you don't get it, though. And at that time, I didn't get it. I did not get it. And that's when God led me to a scripture. And that scripture maybe is on the screen? Yeah, nice. So the scripture is Matthew 6, 25 through 34. So you guys can read along with me. You guys can pull it up in your Bibles. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food or drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all of your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon, in all of his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for bringing each person into this place, Lord. I wholeheartedly believe that each person is here for a reason today. Lord, I pray throughout this message, though it may be short, Father God, that your spirit and your word shine through it, God, that it's your word speaking to people today, God. And I just pray that our hearts are open and ready to accept what you have for us. Father, we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's talk about worry. Worry sucks. Doesn't feel good. All right. When we think about worry, we think of all the mental and the emotional problems that we have with it, right? We're afraid, we're scared. Fun fact, it also affects you physically. It can lead to high blood pressure, sleep issues, digestion issues. In the long run, it can lead to heart disease, a weakened immunity, and several other physical things that it hurts your body, right? What's going on up here is certainly going to affect what's going on over here. And not only that, it damages our relationship with God. It causes us not to rely on him for our needs. We start focusing more on ourselves and less on God. We start to draw away. The thing is, though, is that God wants to take care of us. He wants to be our provider. So let's look at the world around us. So let's see, what does God care about, right? In this scripture, it's referencing flowers and birds. Pretty small things, right? In this scripture, the flowers and the birds are seen as the lesser, the small in this situation. The point is to call attention that look at what God does for these little things that are part of his creation. These things that you and me maybe don't even think about twice. God still cares. He dresses the flowers with beauty and gives them life. The birds have food and a place to shelter, and they don't spend their time worrying about that. The plants aren't thinking photosynthesize, right? They're doing it because God has set it up in his creation to provide for them. He provides these little things with everything that they need. And so I want to ask you, if he cares about these little things, don't you think he cares about the big things? So the thing is, in this scripture, we're the big things. You are the big thing. You are the big thing. You are the big thing. So if God's going to care and provide for these little things, what makes you think he won't do the same for you? Verses 31 and 33, it calls to attention that worry is for those who don't know the Father. Worry is for those that don't know who is their provider. We know who our provider is. It might get uncomfortable, don't get me wrong, but he will take care of us. When we seek out after him, God will provide for us. So back to that morning when I read that scripture, when I was having my panic moment. I read that scripture and immediately my heart and my mind shifted. It changed. I decided that instead of worrying about the next job, worrying about how I was going to contribute to our family, I was going to focus on listening to God, and I was going to seek after him in his desires, not my own. I prayed, and I continued to read about being obedient and trusting in him, and I stayed patient. And when you're worried, patience isn't easy. So over the course of this past month, you might think you lost your job. I'm going to apply for a bunch of jobs. I'm going to just apply for whatever I can. I applied for one job. One job that I truly and wholeheartedly believe, my wife and I in prayer, my folks and I in prayer, we believe that this was what God was orchestrating. It was a job that provided me with more pay than the previous one, a job that fit better into our lifestyle to be able to take care of our two puppy dogs and whatever stupid other stuff we want to do. And it was going to allow us to transition into the next thing that we believe God has called for me and our family. I'm really blessed to say that on Friday, I got a call offering me the job, and I accepted it. And I truly believe that if I had continued to live in my doubt and my worry, if I continued to focus on me and my feelings, that would not have come to fruition. It was because in my heart of hearts, I believe that I sought after God. I stayed patient to what he was calling me to do. So I want to leave you with this, as I'm sure I'm 7 minutes over. Next time you're faced with worry, doubt, anxiety, anything that is not of God, none of that stuff is from God, let me tell you that. I want you to turn to God first. Crack open a Bible. If you're like me and you don't have it memorized, Google some verses. I Google verses all the time. Google about what you're feeling about and start praying for God to provide. Because when we seek him above all else, that's when things are going to change. Thank you.